A word for you from Romans 14 and verse 12. So then, each of us shall give an account of himself to God. C.S. Lewis wrote, "If you read history, you'll find that the Christians who did the most for the present world were precisely those who had thought the most of the next world. Aim at heaven and you will get earth thrown in, but if you aim at earth, you'll get neither heaven nor earth." E.M. Bounds, in his book Heaven, a Place, a City and a Home, said, "Earth is but a pilgrim's stay, a pilgrim's journey, a pilgrim's tent. Heaven is the city that's permanent, God planned, God built, whose foundations are stable as God's throne." The Puritan writer John Owen wrote, "The Lord Jesus leads none to heaven, but whom he sanctifies on earth." Do you know what it means to be sanctified on earth? Chrysostom, the pastor of St. Sophia in Constantinople, declared, "If one man should suffer all the sorrows of all the saints in the world, yet they are not worth 1 hour of glory in heaven. Heaven's glory will be greater than all the sufferings of all the saints combined." John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace, said, "When I get to heaven, I will see three wonders there. The first wonder will be to see so many people whom I didn't expect to see. The second wonder will be to miss so many people whom I expected to see. And the third and grandest wonder of all will be to find myself there." Here's the one who wrote Amazing Grace: "How sweet the sound who saved a wretch like me." In his book Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis observed, "Creatures are not born with a desire unless that satisfaction exists. A baby feels hunger. Well, there's such a thing as food. A duckling wants to swim. Well, there is such a thing as water. There are many of our desires which can be satisfied on earth, but there are also many deep fundamental desires which cannot be fulfilled on earth and which point to the eternity of heaven. I must make it the main object of my life to press on to that other country and to help others do the same. Joy is the serious business of heaven." Are you prepared for eternity? The question is not, has a place been prepared for us? The question is, are you prepared for the place? Will your name be called? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." If you knew that you were to die next year, what would you do differently this year? Work out your priorities in the light of eternity. You must be ready at all times for that which can happen at any time. You only have one life. It will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Are you ready?